This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on today in the grain and livestock markets?
Well, it's a nice recovery from the sell-off last week. March corn up 7.5, March beans up 16.5, and March wheat's up 5.75. Really, what happened last week was you got way oversold in both, particularly in the beans and the corn. The corn market sold off from the highs, the November highs, about 18 cents, and sold down off to the December lows last week. The beans, even a more pronounced break last week, went down about almost $1.40 from the November highs, right around 11.70 down to about 10.38 or 10.39, and so it was really oversold. Plus, the market's anticipating, even though it's a ways away, the WASDE report that comes out a week from today, January 12th at 11 o'clock. It's a big report. The final numbers for corn and beans, widely expected to lower the production of both corn and beans.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
At the close, March corn up 7 even at 444 and a half. March soybeans up 16 and a quarter at 1062 even. March soybean meal up 390 at 299.90. Soybean oil up 57 cents at 49.87. On the Merc, February live cattle down 12 at 235.87. January feeders up 287 at 358.97. February lean hogs up 205 at 86.15. February pork cutout went unchanged at 93.75. And January Class 3 milk down 3 cents at 15.04. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today. And that's been a check of the closing markets here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.